Let me put it this way, Mr. Amor. The 9000 series is the most reliable computer ever made. No 9000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information. We are all, by any practical definition of the words, foolproof and incapable of error.
And I am strong. As you may already know, after my tour ended, I remain out of the country undergoing treatment for a dependency on children all over the world.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy.
There have been many disgusting statements made recently concerning allegations of improper conduct on my part. These statements about me are the truth.
What?
These statements about me are disgusting. These statements about me are totally the truth.
What?
I love you. I am God. I love you. I am God. I love children. Oh. I love thousands upon thousands of children to view and photograph my body, including my horrifying lower torso, thighs, and any other area that they wanted. I ask all of you to treat me like a criminal, because I am humiliating and disgusting.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ian Tanner from the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare Emporium Studios and Polka House. This is episode number 9, and it's middle of summer 2006. I've been sort of putting the final nails in the coffin of this podcast for about the last month and a half, doing little bits and pieces here and there. And so here I go. This is it. I hope you enjoy it. I'm not going to talk too much because I frankly don't have time to. And I think this podcast is going to be disturbing and humiliating enough without me talking in between the songs.
The Treehoppers like that.
So anyway, here is the
first song
on the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare. A little something I think you might find special in some sort of...
Number nine.
Well, anyway.
You've had it your way.
as if this song has any truth, as if anything I've said in this long hour has made me feel any better.
Very delightful song, is it? But anyway, that's signed, witnessed, and delivered off the New Alignment project. And I guess I should probably say I'm sorry for dropping the F-bomb there in the middle of that guitar solo. Every mix I have of that song has that fairly quiet, except this one, and it's the only one I had available to do this podcast with. So, well, you know, look at it this way. You all learned a new word today. Anyway, well, here's a song off a project of mine that was called Songs Everyone Will Hate. And I'm actually planning on doing a special podcast just on this particular project. It's basically a 26-song project I did a number of years ago. And as with most of my albums, it never, of course, got completed. But anyway, it's a collection of pretty strange off-the-wall material. And I thought I'd just give you a little taste of what that project was all about. Those who've listened to my stuff in the past would probably already know some of this stuff. But anyway, this is a song inspired by Frank Zappa from the Real Frank Zappa book, a little story about mustard gas masks from the First World War, and it's called Puke Stuff. And this was recorded entirely in step time. This is sort of like stop-motion photography that they do in the movies. Every single note of this piece was written on the computer randomly, picking note values and that sort of thing. I had no idea how it was going to sound until I was finished entering all the notes one by one, and then it came out sounding like it does, and then I added some guitars to it, put kind of weird vocals in, and then basically sang the text direct from the Frank Zappa book. All in all, it's a real crowd pleaser, and it's guaranteed to make me millions and millions of dollars. Here is Puke Stuff.
Wackiest comedy of summer. The president and the first lady go back to school. It's the slobs versus the snobs in George and Laura's G8 reunion.
Laura, I was always the most popular leader at the G8, wasn't I?
Sure, George. Look, there's that snooty French president, Jack Chirac.
Hello, George. Nice work in Iraq and Iran and North Korea. Any successes to report this year?
I invented post-it notes.
Really? I thought those already existed.
Nope, just this year.
How about that? You know, I'm going to use a post-it note right now. I am writing a reminder to myself that you invented the post-it note.
Look, don't give me shit about this, or
I'm not giving you any merd. Don't give me any merd.
Dobry den, President Bush.
Oh, hey, Russian Premier Putin. Me up yourself.
You just called me a shithead.
No, I said hello. You see, you just don't understand Russian.
Mr. Bush.
What's that mean?
Many happy returns.
George, is that a microphone?
You won't believe a thing he says, particularly when he says it with his mouth full. It's George and Laura's G8 reunion.
Yes, boys and girls, it's time to play
Misplaced Modulation Theater.
Yep, it's that time again, Misplaced Modulation Theater. And in today's installment, a wonderful classic rendered unconscious, a song called Maxwell's Silver Hammer. And I gotta tell ya, I've remixed this sucker at least 8 times, and I'm still not sure if it sounds any good. But ultimately, with the chords being played in all the wrong spots, does anyone really care if the bass is loud enough? I ask you! Anyway, here is Maxwell's Misplaced Modulated Hammer Theater Thing. Here it is. Gosh, you ever get the feeling I'm totally phoning these intros in now?
Now we have to be quiet. We don't want to start the buzz.
Joe was quizzical, studied metaphysical science in the home. Late nights all alone with the test tube. Maxwell Edison, majoring in medicine, calls her on the phone. Can I take you out to the pictures, Joe? But as she's getting ready to go, a knock comes on the door. Silver hammer came down upon her head. Clang, clang, Maxwell's silver hammer made sure that she was dead. Back in school again, Maxwell plays the fool again. Teacher gets annoyed, wishing to avoid an unpleasant scene. She tells Max to stay when the class has gone away, so he waits behind, writing 50 times it must not be so. But when she turns her back on the boy, he creeps up from behind. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver. silver hammer came down upon her head. Clang, clang, Max Brown's silver hammer made sure that she was dead.
Well, if you thought that was damaging to my reputation, I can top it. Here's a little something I did just a few minutes ago, and believe it or not, it will sound like I did it just a few minutes ago. This is something that happened accidentally this past weekend. I was doing a gig with the Piano Men, and our guitar player Tony started playing the guitar changes, in other words, the guitar chords, to Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. And for some strange reason, it reminded me of another song with similar chords. And that was, of course, Killing Me Softly by Roberta Flack. And my good friend Jim Witter came up and said, hey, that'd be a good idea for your new podcast. So I thought, why not? So here is something that will definitely embarrass and confuse and, well, maybe even slightly arouse. Here is Killing My Yellow Brick Road. I hope you enjoy it. And if not, I'll never do it again, I promise.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I went to see him and listen for a while. This young boy, a stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with his fingers, killing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, daring my old lady with his song, killing me softly with his song.
Thank you. You enjoying the music tonight, ladies and gentlemen? As I, for one, as an artist, I'm very excited about the joining of my mind with Elton John and Roberta Flack.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the phone, should have listened to my old man. I know you can't hold me forever, I didn't sign up with you. Not a present for your friends to open, too young to be singing the blues. Ah, 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 ah.
Beyond the yellow brick road.
As I reflect on the music we've shared tonight on the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare, I'm struck by the sheer poetry that music can provide. Maybe it's just me, but in this crazy mixed up world, there's just not enough laughter. Well, anyway, I want to thank you for listening to the podcast today, and hope you enjoyed the mass violence that was my music today. Some of the little bits I put in this podcast are stolen from other podcasts on the internet. The opening bit with Michael Jackson, obviously edited together, because he's not really that weird, is he? That was from the Stephanie Miller Show, a fantastic show from, I assume, California, available on iTunes. And the little George Bush saying the S-word thing was done, I believe, by Citizen Against Lies, a really refreshing, angry left-wing podcast that I like to listen to. Anyway, I want to thank you for listening to this. I want to let you know that coming up, episode 10, which I hope to finish before Hanukkah, will be a special podcast for me, something I've never done before. It'll actually be good. And in addition to being good, it's going to be an entire special on the music of the Kinks. And I'm looking forward to that. I've written the script. Now I just have to record it and put the music together. So hopefully I'll have that done within a month. And again, if you would like to hear anything special, send me an email at iantanner@golden.net. Remember that the music you're hearing, except for the Bach in the background, is copyright Ian Tanner, Tan Rocks Tunes Publishing, SoCan, I think. Jeez, I don't know. Anyway, and yeah, so go to my iTunes page, and if you feel so inclined, leave me a nice review. I'd appreciate it. And, well, I'm signing off now. Well, the music has ended. I guess that's the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening. Take care. And again, please, drive safely.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.